Hey guys, before we start today's show, I want to remind you to come see me on the Meaty Ogre Tour in a city near you. This weekend, I will be in San Francisco on October 10th. I'll be in Portland, Oregon on October 11th. Then next week, I'm in Portland, Maine, Boston, Massachusetts, New Britain, Connecticut. The week after that, I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. with the great Zach Amico. Come see us live on the road. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Look, dude, TV, it's fucking, it's hard, man. If you have a kid, that's a major difference between having a kid and not. Like, night and day. You, all of that time during the day where you just be kind of shooting the shit, like writing, take a break, go watch a show for an hour, be online, it's all gone. It's all gone. You can't pay attention to a show. So you can literally watch like video clips, like YouTube clips, but there's no way you'll have a full hour where your kid's like in the other room. If you just stop paying attention to watch Narcos for an hour, your kid's going to be choking on a penny. That's it. So how good is Narcos?
It's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
All right, maybe I'll give it a shot.
It's about drug dealers, and I like cocaine, so I'm really rooting for Pablo Escobar.
I listened to last week's episode on the way here.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, out of the gate, it got sad, and I just remember being like, oh, how are they going to pull out? Like, I was bummed out on the way over here. I was like, oh, fuck, now we're going to talk about his fucking dick.
It ended up being funny. We made it funny.
I didn't know, and then all of a sudden, this dude out of nowhere is like, yeah, and then I went to the mountains to buy coke, and I was like, Scopo does coke?
Yeah, Scopo's the only guy who openly admits that he does coke. Nobody really does. Scopo's the one that's like, yeah,
listen, I used to be worse than I am now. I haven't done it in a while, but like, sometimes I'll have nights where it's bad. I just go hard.
When's the last time you did coke?
Like 6 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not, like 4 months ago.
Yeah, I was maybe like last week.
No, dude. I'm on coke right now.
7 hours ago, guys.
So listen, you're not like a cokehead.
I'm not a cokehead. No.
But when you go for it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fucking do one line and get and have.
Yeah,
a
who
day.
Wants to do like a that? Bump? You're not gonna do a bump. You know, if you're gonna do it, you're gonna fucking have a night doing it, and you can't have any leftover at the end of the night because then it becomes a weekend doing it.
What did you with me? There's no leftovers.
There's no leftovers. You just go until it's gone.
Go until it's gone. Yeah.
I fucked a stripper one time years ago, an Australian stripper. And we got a bunch of coke. This a really long time ago, dude. We had so much left at the end of the night. She was just like literally just pouring it into her mouth and pouring it onto her pussy, trying to get me to eat it off of her pussy. She was a psycho. Psycho.
It's just a great story.
She does. Yeah. Ooh, she's nuts.
Ooh, she's
pouring, awesome.
She's pouring a great jug of vagina.
Yeah, I started hating my girlfriend as soon as you finished that sentence.
But hold on. Would you prude. Eat cocaine off of a girl's vagina? That's crazy.
Dude.
Would I?
I'm sober for 3 years, and I would eat cocaine off a stripper's pussy right now. And I would call my sponsor and be like, dude, I'm going to meet you in 2 hours. I'm going to be a little hyper. We'll probably go to a meeting and go get something to eat. I have to do this.
It's so funny. I have friends of mine who are cops now, so they can't do any drugs. And like, I've been around them like, doing drugs, and they're like, when we're doing it, they're like, I can't wait to retire because I want to do all the drugs.
That's what I do with Mark DeMeo. Dude. Mark DeMeo, maybe 4 years before he retired, we had a conversation where I was just smoking weed in front of him, and he was like, dude, I was like, I'm dying to smoke because I can't wait. We made plans, and I was the first person to smoke weed with him after he retired. Like, he came over, we rolled up a joint, and he got fucking baked. Baked. That would fucking, I don't know, dude. I don't know if I could, do a job that required that sort of like, I could do a job. I think if I had to quit comedy, I could definitely go and do a day job. But being so controlled by your job that they're going to tell you what you can put in your body, that's like another fucking level.
It's like, my buddy's a cop. We were smoking weed one time and we're outside. He's like, I need to go inside. He's like, I don't want to be around it. Not because he was like, I'm going to fucking tattle on you, but it was like, I'm just afraid if it gets into my fucking lungs, it might show up with a hair test or whatever. So it's fucking terrible that I can't do anything like that. Yeah, especially with weed. What the fuck does weed do?
Well, real conversation I had to have with my dad, because he Googled me and watched Legion of Skanks. He said, aren't you afraid MTV will fire you if they find out you smoke weed?
I thought he's
and I went, Dad, the guy I'm smoking with that just passed me that bowl has a billboard in Times Square from his Comedy Central show. Yeah. From Viacom, who pays me.
His dad doesn't give a fuck about smoking weed, but the blowing dudes, he's cool with.
Yeah.
He still hasn't found that. Somehow he hasn't Googled that. He hasn't Googled his way to that. Or he just
would that bother your father? If
it
you're
will
bisexual?
One day. It really? Will one day. I mean, I think he's got to figure it out at this point.
Well, I wouldn't assume that. I would assume that you're asexual. I would assume that nobody would have sex with you, not both men and women.
But you're not gay, though. You just dabble every once in a while.
Yeah. He's definitely got to. It's going to bug him.
Yeah. See, I'm one of those dudes who's like, all or nothing. I couldn't be like, yeah, every now and then I feel like a wiener. I would just go full bore. Just cock.
I got hit on by a gay guy last night. Fucking just very aggressively. I do, and it feels
isn't
good.
Isn't it nice, right?
Every time Flattery. It feels good. Every time it feels good.
It warms your soul a little bit.
You know, if they touch you, I understand how women feel, like when a gay guy will, like, if he puts his hand on your leg, I get the creepy, rapey feeling of it. But yeah, dude, people who are like offended by a dude hitting on them, I don't get that. It's like, who gives a shit, you know?
It's entertaining, if nothing else.
I think if somebody's offended by it, I think it's because they legitimately like it and they don't know how to, like, or not that they like it, that they're gay. I think they feel flattered and then they start freaking out, going like, what the fuck? Like, why do I feel good when a man is telling me that I'm attractive?
But at the same time, I definitely know, like, the first time I ever felt like a gay guy hit on me, like, to a point where I was like, oh, I felt like when a girl gets like super out of her own head. I was playing. Did I tell you when I was the Easter Bunny at that gay night?
No. No, you did not.
Remember, I was the Easter Bunny for like 2 years for that carnival?
No.
No, you never brought this up.
I've never brought this up.
Not only, not only do I not know, but I'm also going to block it out of my head moving forward.
Okay, so the same people that did the haunted house I used to work for, they used to have an Easter carnival.
Yeah.
And I played the Easter Bunny for it because I fit in the suit. And then at night, one is a big ass suit. And so every year, one night, they rent it out to a gay club, and it's just a gay Easter carnival. So I put on the head, the hands, and the feet, and wore short shorts.
Oh, hilarious.
And sat in the thing.
Do you have a picture of this?
Yeah. It was fucking funny.
Bring it in next week?
It was fun as shit. And I just had gay guys take pictures of me for 8 hours. And this one old Asian man, and it was like $8 to take a picture with me. It was like crazy expensive. And this one old Asian man, 5 times paid to get his picture with me. And every time sat on my lap, smiled, like looked in the eye hole, and then grabbed my nipple and twisted really hard.
Yeah. And you liked it, kind of.
No.
Not at all.
No, and I like nipple stuff, but he was too rough.
Yeah. Here's what's weird to me, and I hate to keep on bringing it back to your bisexuality, but it is a very strange thing to me. What? Like, just the concept of bisexuality.
A lot of people think it doesn't exist. They think I'm just gay and lying to myself.
No, I think it's an extraordinarily high libido. That's what exists. I think you could have I like public sex. That's the line where I kind of stop. When you that's not enough for you, you kind of keep on moving forward. And I think you've just moved forward where if a dude has his dick in your mouth, you're like, oh, that can kind of get me going, you know?
It was also because you've done so much with, like, girls. You've done everything possible. You kind of like, all right, what's this part? Now let's try this.
I think it definitely is just I like fucking so much that sometimes I don't even care if it's
Yeah, dude, I think it's just it's an overactive libido. I truly don't believe that you can... I don't think that you can get emotionally involved with a dude.
Yeah, I don't think I would date a guy.
I think being bisexual is people that can get emotionally involved. Both
I could definitely date a trans person.
Like, really?
I think if this relationship doesn't work out,
you're going to go trans.
I think that's what I'm gunning for next.
Jesus Christ!
Wow,
that would be a party.
I guess.
Shannon, and also Tim's going to come sit next to me. We're going to bring our guest in here a second. Here's what we're going to do, okay? Our guest, this is fucking, it's crazy that we even got this guy, okay? This is like another level here, okay? He asked us, because our guest hasn't actually been seen, he's been literally in a disguise, wearing a disguise for the past, I don't know how long it's been, okay?
It's been a long time. Very long time.
Nobody's seen this fucking guy, and I can't explain to you how long.
But okay? He's still around. in a major way.
He's around in a major way, and I had no idea. Like, to be honest with you, I didn't realize how fucking. I didn't realize that this was even happening in the fucking world right now. And I think my mind is blown. I think your mind is blown.
I'm shocked.
The fact that he's willing to come in here and have this conversation with us is pretty impressive. So I'm going to be very fair here as well, because I do respect the fact that he's willing to come in here and talk to
you. And you're a guy that loves, you know, people that are have branded themselves to a point where, like, this guy is the most influential figure on in this movement,
without
period.
A doubt. Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
So here's the thing. The only thing that he asked us to do was to make sure that he wasn't actually seen on camera. Okay,
sure.
So
he has safety concerns.
Safety concerns. People don't know what he looks like.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do is we're gonna black out his face. You're gonna be able to hear him, but you're not gonna be able to actually see him. But ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome today.
Yeah.
I mean, without a doubt, the unquestionable leader of the Nazi and alt-right movement, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Adolf Hitler's here.
Adolf Hitler, thank you for coming in.
It's very nice to be here this year. Of course, this is a hard time for me to show my face. I am 128 years old.
Are you 128, Hitler?
Yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
My birthday was in April. Those two faggots from Columbine tried to take my birthday away from me.
Yes.
But they were amateurs and only got 13 people.
Okay, 13 people. Okay. So, Hitler, listen, here's the deal, okay? You've been, you reached out to me via email, okay?
No, my great granddaughter told me that the snake wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
I told them, if Satan wants me, take me now.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you got close. You're very close.
You did. Yes.
But I came here to talk to you about the Nazism.
Nazism, which is a very big thing right now. You've been in hiding now for how long? You told me you did go to Argentina after the World War. Did you?
Nine.
Let's
bring.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I moved to Bangor, Maine.
Bangor, Maine.
And opened the bakery.
Yes.
Known as Muffin Fields.
Yes.
Muffin Fields. Okay.
Bangor's number one and first organic bakery.
Yes.
Okay.
And very few Jews, to be fair.
Yeah.
Nines. Now, there are very few.
Yes.
I would say there is a Hitler approved amount of Jews.
Right.
In Maine,
yeah.
Which is zero.
Right.
So listen, Hitler, bring us back to the end of the war, okay? What happened now? Okay, so the rumor was that you killed yourself in a bunker.
These are rumors.
What happened?
Rumors. I am looking at you. This is a rumor. I was in the bunker with Eva. She was shitting on the glass. I was laying under it, watching her superior butthole open.
Yeah.
And lay a log of white supremacy on the glass.
Yeah.
I was touching my schrankel, and then they said, Adolf, the American pigs are here. I said, let's get the fuck out of here. And so we had a friend who had a boat. It's called a U-boat. I designed it.
Yes.
Totally my idea. And we left and we moved to Maine.
And you moved to Maine. Okay, so you just came to America. Now did you...
Where was the last place they would look for Hitler?
Yeah.
America.
It's like when you, if you want to hide out, go hide out in a police station if you're looking for fucking, to get away from the cops.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's...
You're a very smart boy. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I like your haircut.
Thank you, yes.
It's very in style, is yes. What I believe.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you a question, Hitler. So you... I want to just kind of get the idea here. What was it specifically about the Jews that bothered you?
It's you have a term now called hangry. when you are so hungry, yeah. you are angry.
Yes.
That is why I didn't like juice. One day I was in a bad mood. I wanted a schnitzel.
Yeah.
And my friend said, oh, that Jewish guy took the last schnitzel. I said, if it was up to me, I would exterminate them. And snowball effect. Here we are.
There we go.
Yeah.
And then you did a really good job. It was 6 million Jews was the number that they put on it.
Is that accurate, Hitler? Because we've heard a lot of people in America, the alt-right, for example, thinks it was more like 75 to 80 Jews.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. What the times? Numbers were hard to count back right. then. I'll tell you, it was close to 70,000 ear necklaces.
Ooh, yes, okay. So then you got to go, how many Jews make an ear necklace?
Yeah.
And then you got to work back.
Eight
Jews make an ear necklace. Right. Okay, interesting.
Do the math. What's 70,000 times eight, Shannon?
No, that I need to explain that was my personal collection.
Oh.
Goebbels and everyone else.
Everyone had their own personal
collection. Yes. It's very hard to find
the number. There's no way based off of ear necklaces.
Oh, they were beautiful ear necklaces.
Yes. Did you use any other body parts? For jewelry at all?
Oh, well, we had a Jew tooth toothbrush.
Yeah,
which a Jew was tooth toothbrush.
Teeth melted into a toothbrush where you had to be pretty high up in the SS to get one.
That's right. Pretty incredible. So you used Jew teeth to brush your own teeth. What were the bristles made out of?
Jew pubic hair.
Jew pubic hair.
Yes. Well,
Jew teeth and the pubic hair sucked in the end.
I mean, listen, this makes sense. Did you watch anything that happened in Charlottesville? Are you happy that... do you think these guys that call themselves Nazis, are you offended by that?
There's a term for people who are not what they say they are. It is poser.
Yes.
Those queefs are posers.
They're posers.
Right.
They're just a bunch of ninnies. I like khakis and torches. What kind of torch was that? I would have exterminated them for bringing a tiki torch.
All right. Okay. So you're not into this alt-right movement. What do you? How do you feel about, you know, Richard Spencer, who's, you know, white nationalist, wanting to make America white?
Oh, he's weak sauce.
Yeah, he's weak sauce.
He doesn't have the ball sack to carry one of my Jew toothbrushes. He's a bitch. I call him out right now. Und if you hear this, you little queef, I fuck you. Und still you love me. I fuck you, and still you call me Führer. Suck my 128-year-old German dick.
Let me ask you a question. Just, I want a little side note, because I am very impressed that you're alive after 128 years.
Oh, it's the bakery. It keeps me alive.
Yes. Is that the secret? What would you say it is?
Oh, the evolution of the muffin has kept me in love with life.
Okay. Do you think it's the business or the food itself?
Boss, it's a passion project.
So let me ask you a question. Let's say you were, you know, you came out of hiding. Why now? Why did you decide to come out after, you know, however many years it's been in hiding in Maine? Why is it now?
I don't know.
You didn't really think this through, did you?
I don't know where I am.
I mean, Hitler, is it true that you only came on this podcast because you thought it was two dope queens?
Yes. I want an HBO connect.
Yes.
And I thought that was the best way to get to it.
Yes.
What about this? A one-man show called I'm Sorry. The story of Hitler's missteps.
Yeah. Sure. I think the alt-right's going to be disappointed because, you know, Hitler doesn't seem...
Oh, they can go back to their daddies who I would have whooped if I was around.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I was in Maine.
What's good at the bakery? Like, what are some of the things you make?
Orange, don't get me started. Well, first off, there is my favorite piece, the mustard gas loaf. It's inspired by our World War One weapons, the mustard gas. There is our U-boat bundt cake.
Oh, you brought us some Zyklon blueberry muffins.
Oh, here. You will love those.
Yeah, these are good. These are actually not bad.
I delicious. Also love the final solution pudding. You, I can't give up the secret, but let's just say it's cleansing.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for being a supporter of this show. We love Factor Meals here at the Lewis and Zach Show. And you will too, because they make incredible, easy-to-make, healthy, delicious meals that are delivered right to your door and prepared in just 2 minutes.
That's right. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are all ready in just 2 minutes. All you got to do is heat and enjoy. And they have over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, grilled steakhouse filet mignon, all that ready in just 2 minutes. Not only that, they have breakfast, they have lunch, and whatever your meal plan is, if you're calorie conscious, keto, vegan, whatever it may be, they have got you covered.
Just go right now to factormeals.com/wrap50. That is the old name. We probably got to get that changed, but we'll do that soon enough. Just make sure you guys use that promo code factormeals.com/wrap50 and use that code wrap50 for 50% off your order today. All right, where were we?
Related to anything, but are we doing music or something right now?
No, we're good. Yeah. We're back.
I don't know. I saw two Hasidic guys buying adult diapers at Duane Reade yesterday.
Is that part of the religion, or you think they just have a thing?
I just imagine either one way. They're like, well, you don't have to pay for the coffee at Starbucks. All these bathrooms are so expensive to use. You save $15 a day on the bathrooms. You just go in your pants.
It does not matter.
Then they get to the register, and they're like, yeah, it's
$22.75. The amount of time you go to the bathroom,
much money for the diapers. Why don't you just go to the bathroom in your pants? You don't have to save the money on the diapers. You just change your pants when
if
you get home.
If you're a polite person, they won't bring it up. They won't bring it up.
No bullshit, dude. A lot of the dominatrixes I know say that Hasidic dudes love the infantilization thing. Like, they like being treated like babies by dominatrixes.
Babies don't have to pay for anything. Everybody just brings the baby the milk for free. You just have to be the baby. You just act like a baby. You get all the milk, the food for free.
That is it. Yeah. I'm a baby forever.
Yeah, it's a better deal to be a baby.
My theory is that they keep on having orgasms when they suck the
baby's
penis.
Nobody says, hey, baby, you're a slumlord. Nobody says that to a baby. Yeah. Hey, you kick this black family right in the street. Nobody says that to a baby.
Baby does not have to repair roof.
Baby does not have to go to a housing court every week. Also, have to go there and defend his actions.
Baby don't know what gas leak
is. It doesn't matter. Baby says I'm a baby. I am not profiling you. I'm a baby.
The baby just is net positive. They just make consume.
That is all it is. He does not have to retain lawyers. His wife's brother who is charging me up the fucking high for this shit? Come on.
It is Skim That Jew Week, right? Speaking of.
I just love that they were buying them together. Like, they're just out. Because there was one. Maybe they both needed them, but I just love
how
that
funny if they just bumped into
Boyle,
each other.
Why don't we stop in Duane Reade real quick? I have to make purchase.
You need shitter pants, right? You need the shitter pants? I need the shitter pants.
I don't want to make it weird, but I need adult diapers. Yeah. Do you need adult diapers?
Have you ever tried this? And if you haven't, it's okay. You ever tried wearing a diaper and coming in the diaper?
I need to go buy diapers. My hat is already full.
This just turned into a Russian guy, by the way.
Yeah, right.
This is my roommate. Right. Let me ask you. I know. Have you ever worn diaper at Greenwich Village Comedy Club?
But he morphed into it mid-sentence. Yeah, it was
do you think I would get more spots if people think I am mental retard that goes bathroom in his pants?
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. What if I was a baby? Would I get JFL then? Yes?
Everyone liked young comics.
There is no baby comedy. I'm not. This is that. They go on stage. I say, who likes sex? Gugu Gaga. Gugu Gaga. Gaga, who has ever had sex in audience?
What, new faces? There is nothing more new than a baby.
I have a new podcast called Babies Fucking. My co-host is a baby porn star, and we talk about how we fuck.
Oh, God.
Dude, Alan Finn dresses a baby with a diaper, with a pacifier, barking tickets for Broadway or Greenwich.
I mean, hey.
Would you like to see a comedy club? Come on, how you say no to a baby? How do you say I'm just a baby?
Crazy.
You can sell a lot of comedy club tickets.
Right, right. He's buying the diapers for one of his tenants, so it's like their toilet's been broken for 6 weeks. He's like, maybe not as good as no toilet, but this works for you for meantime. I have a lot of business to take care of.
Let's be honest, Your Honor. This is not nothing. I come with shitter pants. I come with shitter pants for her. She talk about all kinds of problems with the toilet. Maybe don't have so many kids. Yeah. The toilet doesn't back up.
I compromise. She does not compromise.
That is all I am saying.
Oh, shit.
That's all I'm saying.
Your Honor, this is not nothing.
This is not nothing. I give her many shitter pants, diapers, whatever you call them.
Shannon, we're going to scam that Jew. We got a lot of scams, right? Here's the thing. If you guys want to join, there's only one way to get a Scam That Jew t-shirt. Pull it up, Shannon. Pull it up on my IG. One way to get a Scam That Jew t-shirt. The only way is if you send in the winning scam when we do a Scam That Jew segment. We most of the time do it on Mondays, you know. We have to collect a lot of scams. So this is it, guys. You can't buy this. Right there, look at this. Timmy, look, scam that and show them the back.
What is the back?
It's a nose, Tim.
Oh, that you see that, Mullen. Yeah. Does that read as a nose?
Show them the front.
Does it read as a nose?
The scam that you show, it's subtle. Scam that. What is that symbol on the back? I don't know. They could wear this at any party.
Nobody knows who's wearing that shirt. It doesn't make any sense.
The winner, whoever sends in the best winning scam.
I don't.
You can't buy the shirt. It's a priceless shirt, Mullen. You can't. It's a fucking.
But I don't get it. Scam that.
What scam is that, and then show them the back. It's a nose for a Jew. It symbolizes a Jew. You get it?
But what is scam that?
It's a segment we do on the show where they send in the best scams.
Oh.
Okay. He missed it all. That's why.
This is the biggest, alt-right Christian podcast.
I mean, look, dude.
Biggest alt-right Christian podcast.
I'm the only person out there fighting for the rights of the white man.
As a Spanish man.
From the fucking inside of the Spanish culture.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. You're welcome. Mullen. Right.
But that does not look like a nose.
You know, I know you're a little Libby, but we still fucking, you're white, and you're on that side. You're on our side at this point.
Okay.
See the FBI being like, that's a nose. The FBI being, that's not a nose.
Yeah.
That is a nose.
It looks like the NAMBLE logo.
Right. It does look like the NAMBLE. Well, we see the NAMBLE logo literally anything. That, yeah. You know?
It's basically,
I've seen too many
the whole world is like a magic
Greek
eye for me.
Key. Now it's
the
NAMBLE logo.
Is that Shake Shack basically just saying, fuck kids? Is that a NAMBLE logo? It's like, no, it's Shane. It says SS. Oh.
Just transferring Shane through. Give me help.
Oh, you're transferring Shane through. All right, great. Thanks. This is a big deal. This is a huge fucking announcement we're having
Major announcement.
On the Real Ass Podcast.
People have been speculating.
Wow.
Yeah. Shane, are you there?
What's up, Lewis, you fucking gay retard?
What's up, Shane? What's going on, dude? What are you doing?
Hey, dude.
What are you doing?
Fucking chilling, dude. I'm fucking poolside, dude. Just talk to my agent. Oh, fucking shit's happening, dude.
I know. I'm excited, dude. You were telling me you're fucking crushing it, and we've been talking about doing a podcast together for a while, and you know, we were trying to come to terms with this deal. And I'll pull the curtain aside a little bit for everyone listening. We tried to make Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast work here on the Gas Digital Network. We tried and tried and tried, and we tried to come up with every deal possible. And unfortunately, we couldn't make that deal work. What happened with McCusker? What happened with Matt?
Dude, he just wants to be a fucking retard at home, fucking hang out with high school people, fucking jerking off, open mics, that shit. I'm out here hanging out with Chappelle, with Birdman, fucking Ice Cube, dude. I've got Jewish agents. I'm in with the Jays, dude. Me and the Jays were hanging out. I'm going to fucking Hanukkah parties, man. I'm going to Hanukkah parties for networking.
Shit.
Let me fucking name drop with you. Have you heard of Woody Allen? He wants me his next fucking movie, dude.
Shane, are you in L.A. right now?
Yeah, dude. Fucking bi-coastal, dude. Fucking eating kale. Fucking jumping jacks. I'm going to cut by next summer, dude. In Pain and Gain Part 2.
I love it, dude. So, all right. So Matt didn't want to do the podcast. So, you know, everyone speculated
online. Over, dude. I've severed ties.
You've severed ties with Matt. Last time you were on, you said God, country, Matt. And now you've severed ties.
Yeah, dude, fucking country's next. I'm coming for God's ass.
And, well, here's the thing. We could make it work with Matt, and we wish Matt McCusker the best of luck. I truly hope that...
I know, dude. Fuck that guy. Fuck him, dude. I have fucking overdoses on ayahuasca or whatever fucking gay shit he's doing.
But now we get to announce. This is a big deal. We get to officially announce, ladies and gentlemen,
huge,
Ian and Matt's secret podcast. Pull it up. There we go, baby boys.
All right.
Ian and Matt's secret podcast.
Ian and Shane. Wait,
I'm sorry, Ian and Shane. I'm sorry, Ian, Shane.
I was about to say, what a fucking Jewish betrayal, dude. They're huge.
Ian and Shane.
I'm in with the J's for one moment.
Secret podcast coming to Gas Digital. You will also be able to get all of the archives of the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast. I don't know why anyone would want them, but if you guys want the archives, they will be available soon enough. Gas Digital, we haven't announced an official date yet, but definitely within the next month or two, we're going to be launching this new podcast. You and Ian Fidance. Why did you pick Ian? Why is Ian better than Matt?
Dude, I love that gay little retard, dude. He's always, like, running around, getting AIDS and shit. It's fucking hilarious stories, dude. Also, Ian's been on fucking TV, dude. He's been around. He's booked.
That's true.
He's fucking booked, dude.
That is
Me
true.
Me and him together, we're going to sell out stadiums, you know? It's like pain and gain. I'm Mark Wahlberg. He's The Rock, you know? We don't need fucking McCusker, dude.
I love it, dude.
We need fucking Ian.
Shane, listen to me. Thank you so much for being a part of the Gas Digital Network. We're very excited about Ian and Shane's secret podcast coming soon to the Gas Digital Network. Thank you, Ian, or thank you, Shane, for calling back. And what are you going to do for the rest of the day? You're out in LA right now.
Lunch with Tim Dillon?
I'm going to fucking, I'm going to fucking fuck Tim Dillon, dude. Maybe he'll give me a spot on CISO.
I love it. I love Hollywood Shane. Listen, man, people don't like people, dude, when they go Hollywood.
Open mic or friend.
Yeah, dude, fuck that, dude. You're chasing the money, you're chasing the big dreams, and we appreciate you calling under the show. And I like the new attitude. To be honest with you, we've had a contentious relationship, and at this point, I feel like we can truly be friends. We are really seeing things on the same page.
You're fucking gay, dude, but I love you.
I love you too, dude. Thank you very much. Go fuck Tim. Have fun in LA. Enjoy your J's and your Hanukkahs and all that other stuff, and have a great day.
Yeah,
Shane.
Fuck Brendan Crick. Yeah, thanks,
dude. There you have
that's
it, guys.
Great. That's a big. That's good.
There you go. Wow,
that's
big,
exciting.
Big show.
Big things happening.
Ian and Shane's secret podcast, which
the bull is going to
put up numbers.
I think it'll put up big numbers. You know, well, I don't want to say that Matt McCusker was holding back Shane, but
Ian and the bull.
Ian and the bull. No, I like Ian and Shane's secret podcast more original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a rough version of the gay dogs thing done.
Can we see?
Really?
I like it.
Oh my God. <Decent. laughs>
By the way, the fact that it's dogs, D-O-G-S, makes it...
gay dogs.
Just a lot more matter of
fact. Gay dogs.
Can I have another coffee? Can I have a
coffee? That's not bad. While you're also like trying to discover time travel.
That's quite good multitasking.
Quantum physics.
Yeah.
Dude, Shannon sucks. Shannon's useless.
Shannon couldn't do any of this stuff. Why would... what I'm noticing today is that we probably don't need Shannon. I don't want to be an asshole here,
sad.
But, you know.
Well done, Nate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to weigh in on that.
Yeah, weigh in. Fat joke on Shannon. Hell yeah, doggy. I like it. I love it. We need a Nate attack.
Fucking
I'll work on one.
It's going to be a didgeridoo.
He's working on a like,
night attack, mate. You call that an attack?
That sounds good. I'll work on that, I promise.
Okay.
Shane, how's your chance?
All right, yeah. Hey, what are you doing?
Baby girl.
Baby.
Hey, he can get you out of here.
Dude, come on.
Come on. You want to come with a winner? Come with a real winner, baby.
Come on,
Shane. Come on. None of this fucking magic bullshit, baby. I got you.
Ain't no tricks. Ain't no
Fuck
tricks.
Magic.
You baby, you ever been with a co-headliner?
Yeah.
Baby. Come on.
Come on. I've been inside 30 Rock, baby.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
Plug, quick, plug.
Run. Vamp. I go, the bonfire, Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8.
I'll tell you where you can find me. That girl's pussy in like 2 weeks.
Whoa. Roast battle.
She took her headphones off. That's why I said something so crass.
Roast.
No, I'm sorry I said that. That was inappropriate.
Very inappropriate.
You would rat me out, you fucking snitch.
I didn't say shit, doggy. Look. Just watch here. You watching? Okay. So,
my queen. No. So, thank you, my lovely assistant. Jessica, we have an ordinary coin.
She goes, you have till 11:15.
This is extra.
Yeah. My guy's going to come and get me at 11:15.
Now we're going to take... He's going to get his ass beat by a pimp at the end.
Ordinary...
That's the finale. A pimp makes him go to sleep.
Oh, man.
An ordinary pepper shaker.
Yeah.
We're going to cover this coin.
Is that an ordinary pepper shaker?
It says pepper, Shane.
We're going to cover the coin.
Okay.
Now I'm going to cover the pepper shaker with a napkin.
Yeah, you did this.
Shane, let me just let me just do the fucking trick. Not everybody's seen all my magic tricks, okay?
All right, sorry. You're right.
I'm going to cover it with another napkin.
All right. I'm seeing a pattern.
Now I know what you're thinking, Dan, because you're a skeptic. You're like, that coin's probably already gone. Lewis is such a great sight of him, but no, Dan, that coin is still there. It's right there.
Cool.
Now watch. No, the coin's still there.
Oh, that's where you drop it.
Now watch.
Lewis, that's where you drop it.
Dude, I hope she just gave away the trick.
Three.
Yeah, Lewis, that's when you dropped it, when you're like, hey, look, check this out.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah, that's where you drop it.
Jen, edit Shane's fucking stupid fucking voice out.
Yeah, hold on.
Nah, it was pretty obvious. I thought she fucked it up by handing you the quarter. That's what made it.
Lewis does that same trick when hookers are turned around.
Yeah. He goes, no, I paid you the full thing. I put it in your wallet.
One condom, two condoms.
Hold on. Here, Jessica, what I need you to do for my next trick, I need you to hold the camera over the couch. Yeah, like an above view. Yeah.
Thank you, darling.
Here we go. Like this. Yeah. Take this. And like simply just like an above view here, or like this, like down this, like this, like imagine this is a table.
Getting it?
Yes, perfect.
Dude, that's such a coke. Yes, that is such a coke. Like, yes.
You're the best assistant ever.
Oh my God, this is. I mean, seriously, were we together in a different life? Because this is unbelievable how you can just understand me. You get me.
Man, I already feel bad. I said I was going to be in that girl's pussy in 2 weeks. That was...
All right, everyone. This talk to me by...
Yes, I see. Yeah, gigs in Cleveland.
Steven Bargatze. And it's called Shadow Coins.
Shadow Coins.
Dan, do you have any comments on that?
So we have four ordinary quarters, correct?
Daniel?
Yeah.
Now,
shut up about the quarters, dude.
Now watch. Are you guys watching?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's pretty good.
Now raise your hands quickly.
I am the mind freak.
You are the mind freak. She goes,
what do you want me to do with the extra quarters, Lou?
Yeah, for my next trick, this is the sound of eight quarters hitting my floor.
Lewis, king, 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 king. This sounds like a casino, a fucking slot machine paying out.
Fucking crushing this magic show. I had no idea it was even going to go this well.
I mean, yeah, you're ripping it.
So, Dan, who's your favorite magician?
I don't know.
There you go, girly girl.
Steve Martin and keeping
the... There you go, girly girl.
Yeah. Dude, he might as well have done the finger under the chin. Look up. Hey.
What was your hobby when you were a kid, Shane? When you were like 10 years old, was there something that you wanted to be?
Football.
What a fucking meatheady thing.
You wanted to be a football.
Yeah, I'm close.
Yeah.
Pig skin.
Yeah, dude. What about you? Was it something?
Yeah, you play sports. You wanted to be good
at
sports.
Not me. I wanted to make all the jocks disappear.
Dude, you were saying that with eyeliner. You look like the guy that sells the shooters the guns for the school shooting. We got a good deal for you this weekend. This AR-15 with the banana clip. $319.
Ugh.
You've never more looked like you own a snake.
Yeah, this is...
What?
This is crazy.
This is going to be a moment that Snake Lady looks back to and goes, I was in a dark place during the quarantine.
Snake Lady, what's all over you there? Where'd you get those snakes?
What? Where did I get them? I got them for a Real Ass Podcast. I thought it was very appropriate.
What are they? Are those...
What are they?
Sex serpents.
It's my.
No, I mean, is that like a henna tattoo? What is that?
No, no, it's like a bodysuit. It's like a leotard.
Oh, I knew I couldn't see nipples.
No, you can see nipples. No, you
no.
can see nipples.
No, you can't. You cannot see nipples.
Oh, yeah. Well, there they are. Oh, yeah.
No one can see nip.
I can see nip clear.
No, I thought that was. I guess the resolution sucks. I thought that was your flesh. I thought that snake shit was
mesh.
On you.
This is mesh, and then.
No, he's
yeah,
a flesh.
I'm stupid.
Wait, what's the snake thing? The snake thing's not on your skin?
No, that's a suit.
No, it's fabric.
Here, show them, though, because they can't really see the snakes.
Move the nets, idiot.
No.
Pull your skin. Pull your skin off you.
I knew those were nipples. That's why I was so confused earlier.
Just fuck us, please.
Please show me your skin.
No, it's
pull your skin. Dude, I get
anyway,
it.
I do like her, and I'm sorry. Sorry I'm being mean to you. You know I'm just joshing you, right?
Yeah.
That's Shane's online persona. He's an asshole, but he's actually just a nice person.
No, I feel bad about it. I objectified you. You couldn't hear it with the mic.
I wouldn't like to be objectified. They're all lying.
Yeah, this is all in good fun. Hey, leotard and reotard. Next joke.
I'm putting that on my business card. Leotard, reotard.
Hold on. Your fucking business card.
I'm gonna need you for this next. This next. Stay here.
Her business card is a pair of panties. She leaves the next day.
Just read on the inside.
I mean,
it's pretty funny, isn't it?
I'm not hungry because then I have to eat them. So you know.
What?
That needed a tag.
Do you guys want to try to do a quick round of plugs while he's away this time?
Yeah.
I just have this. I just have this ink. Oops. 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 I sprayed you with ink.
What? Dude, she goes,
that.
She got serious. She goes, but this is like going to disappear, right?
Yeah, it doesn't. Is this not disappearing?
This is $35 on Amazon, you piece of
this might be one of disappearing ink before I looked at the bottle, and I never once confirmed that it's actually disappearing ink.
This might be worth the entire weight that Lewis just fucked up that leotard.
It's only disappearing ink if it's what Lewis signs his child support checks in.
Yeah, he goes, Beatrice, you can't cash a check with no autograph on it.
Fuck yeah. So that ink will disappear.
Eventually.
Oh, fuck. Well, eventually that's going to eventually we all disappear, you know? So
that sounds like a threat that he's going to tell her on the car ride home.
Fucking blue ink.
I had to take an Uber home and then
I actually think it already disappeared.
Yeah, no, I think it's disappeared. I think it's gone.
Yeah. Ta-da!
Fuck you. I love that now he's not. He has no confidence. His confidence is shot in his tricks.
Yeah.
And dude, he had to go buy. He bought disappearing ink. Lewis, how do you not know it's the disappearing ink you bought? We go, oh, no, it's just like the other ink that I
You don't have other ink around the house. You're not writing.
Yeah, what do you have, a quill pen? Do you use a fucking feather to write letters? Curious James, one day you'll read this, and the world will be a different place.
Zach, do you punch up on this? I'll send you 3/4 of my ink.
Zach, I have a messaging bird bringing you my latest scrolls.
Hell yeah. Let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of all the shows here on Gas Digital. We love YoKratom. We love them being a part of the family. They were the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. And truly, without these guys, a lot of the shows that you love and a lot of the festivals you love wouldn't even be able to happen. They take care of you. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over 21, already using Kratom, and you guys just want a better quality Kratom at a better price, you got to go to YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time. When you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and like Lewis said, they're our marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network, and there's no promo code needed because the deal's already that good. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Sorry. I don't know what Dylan's like actual position is here, but I've seen him do stand-up, and he's pretty bad at that.
Thank you.
Dalton, we literally went to the same open mics. Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like,
yeah, he did
really
better at them.
Yeah, dude.
Dalton, you hang around CFC. I go to the work
I don't
material.
Hang around,
what
dude.
What are you doing in your career?
Oh, well, buddy.
if you are going to talk about CFC, we can bring up your abortion of a battle. That was the worst thing I've ever seen.
That's why you hate me, because you judged my battle when I was a fucking newbie here. That's the fucking hilarious part,
Dylan,
Zach.
Dylan.
Oh,
Dylan, are you going to talk to your bosses like that?
Why are you punching my microphones? Why are you turning into a sensitive crybaby right now? I'm listening to him loudly verbalize. He's making sounds. Are you gonna fight Dalton?
Wait, Dylan, are you really mad at me?
Yes, he's really mad. He's
boys
a sensitive
are so
bitch.
Crazy.
Dude, come on, man.
Dylan, stop being a sensitive bitch and disrespecting our guests. What the fuck is wrong with you?
This is a comedy show, dude. I've never seen your stand-up.
Exactly.
You
he's
lucky
like,
son of
he's
a
like bitch. Everyone else.
Dalton literally called an Uber, left Harrington at the fucking CFC. You want to talk about bullshit? This is why, because I'm a real-ass fucking dude and I keep it real. You literally called an Uber and was like, yo, we're all going to go to this Halloween party. And Harrington was on acid, ready to go to this Halloween party. You know, you're friends with Harrington, right?
Yes.
Why'd you leave Harrington behind? Why'd you literally hop in the car?
Dragging his ass and the Uber was waiting
on
us.
No, because he wanted to come with me, and Dalton goes, well, there's not enough room. And Dalton literally went to the party, jumped out. I watched Harrington run down the street like,
wait, I don't understand what happened. Are you saying
what the fuck are you talking about?
Let me get control of this ship right now.
Dylan,
this ship.
This is crazy.
No, this is great. No,
dude,
I like it.
Dude.
I like
By
Dylan.
The way, I've
dude,
never had
you're
two.
So fake. Yo, you literally.
Whoa.
Literally.
Is he called? Whoa.
Just got Real Housewives up in here.
Dylan. Dylan,
are you literally lying.
Dylan, relax. Everyone shut up. Let me get control of this for a second, okay?
All right, wait.
This is crazy.
I don't know what's going on.
The whole thing is crazy right now. This is wild. This is great. No, I like it. Dalton, you're safe. You get five more invites on this show no matter what happens at the end of this. You're fucking, don't worry about this. This is great.
Wait, can we just recap what happened? Just everyone's like, hey, Dylan stinks. And then Dylan's like, one time Dalton got an Uber. What the fuck?
I tried to include him on the cipher here. I tried breaking his balls, like bringing him in to let him join us. And he like became a little faggot about it. Dylan, what are you, come on, man. I'm trying to include you in the fun. So how old is Dylan?
23 now, right?
Oh, you know what? It's not confident.
Oh, but a wee lad.
He's not broken yet.
He's not broken, Dylan.
He's not broken in.
Do you know what I've dealt with? The worst thing that's happened to you this month is Dalton Pruitt said you're not funny. My mother killed herself with heroin, Dylan. My father was stabbed
because he wasn't funny.
My father was stabbed to death outside of a strip club in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah,
because I wasn't funny.
Lewis's entire family is collapsing around him because of how bad Lewis
is.
It is.
My son's mother took my child away from me and now dates a giant black man that I have to go and pretend to like because I'm not funny.
And she loves Black Hawk.
And she loves Black Hawk because I'm not funny. Do you understand how much I've dealt with? So when I see you freaking out about such a little inconsequential thing, I'm going like, I can't wrap my mind around it. And what I deduce from that situation is you've had a privileged life and that it's pretty fucking good for you. Because if this is that bad for, I mean, Jesus Christ, Dill. You could respond. As long as you don't freak out and start yelling at the guests and threatening people. Now he won't respond. Now, this is the second stage of... Do not say quit. Do not say quit, you piece of shit. Not during the holidays.
Wait,
season.
Can I say something? Dylan, do you want to know what my hypothesis is?
Go for it.
You're a faggot. Walked right into it, dude.
So mad. He keeps taking the headphones off to leave and putting them back on.
You have Dalton, to come out at some point, Dalton. You have to come out at some point.
Are you threatening Dalton now?
Dude, I publicly kissed a man last night. I don't give a shit, dude.
I'm pretty sure that I'm now watching Bobby and Eric talk Dylan down off a ledge, and he's freaking out.
You know what, though, dude? If you're lucky that this is happening to you, because this is how people break you. I dated someone much, much, much funnier and smarter than me for 10 years, and it broke me just enough to have a personality.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're lucky.
You have to. Yeah, you are a hot...
23 is the worst.
You're a hot young girl. That's what you are right now, Dylan, and you need to be broken and turned into a
Wait,
fucking...
are they really... Like, is he being escorted out of here?
Just listen. Just break. Just
Dude,
break already.
I'm honest. I might need to be escorted out of here later if he's still around.
Dylan can't fight. So, Bobby, what happened there? Why did
and the winner by forfeit? Mike Harrington.
I just wanted Dylan to take a walk for 10 minutes. He's coming back.
He's got a chill.
I remember. Back. Oh my God, this is nothing. I remember when Patrice was alive, and he called me. He called me some kind of goofy idiot, like right away. The second I walked up to him,
As you should. Nobody respected you at first. We were like, and she's doing comedy?
Yeah.
You can't,
this was before
Kurt can't
I did comedy.
Fuck funny into you. That's crazy. And then,
of all the things they say about Patrice,
they never remember. Great judge of character.
Yeah. it was at a cookout. It was the first time I'd like really been around comedy. I was so young. I was like 22, right? I was this. I was exactly this. Yeah. This soft, unformed creature, and I went up to him to like try to be all charming and like, thank you for having me, this is so good. Before I could even open my mouth, he was like, why are you wearing that, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
It was a shirt as a dress, so nice. To be fair to him, he wasn't wrong, but he really just like go
or
there
as Patrice
right
called
away.
It a shirt.
And I cried. I had to be fed a Xanax, and you know what, it's like the best thing that ever happened to me.
Where's Dylan? Is he coming back?
What happened, guys?
Eric, come here.
Eric, you missed the kiss.
Did he quit? Oh, no. So I have to fucking call Dylan and make him not quit.
Eric, you missed the kiss.
Wait.
You missed the kiss.
Dylan.
I like how you, it's not obvious.
It was the best thing I've ever felt in my entire life. What happened? Where's Dylan?
Yeah, what's going on?
Dylan's taking a breather.
Is he going to come back today?
Oh, my sweet baby.
Eventually, I'm just going to be at the nearest entrance when he does walk in.
Oh.
What, is he trying to fight everybody?
You know I don't dime people out.
Oh, poor baby.
But
what the fuck is wrong with him? This is crazy.
Dylan's a good guy, and I think you guys caught him on a really bad moment.
Did like a relative of his die recently? Like what's going on?
No, he found out he was only getting $3 million in his inheritance as opposed to five.
Yeah,
so he's very upset.
We should tone down that rhetoric.
What, the inheritance?
I
should tone down nothing. Let me explain to you something. Let me explain to you whose fucking show this is. Let me explain to you whose fucking network this is. Is this Das Digital? I think not. It is not Das Digital. It is Gas Digital. Gomez and Sutton, okay? So maybe he should fucking understand that he needs to stop being a sensitive little bitch, or he should not produce comedy shows where we fuck with each other and bust balls.
Yeah, I had this talk with him, but in a different way.
I need you to go and say these exact words to him.
I have. But he's cooling down. He's gonna be okay.
I wish Dylan realized is that I've hung out with him a few times. I think we all like him. It's like he's a good guy.
I really like Dylan.
Yeah, I wish he realized that. Like when I took that jab at him. Do what?
He's all right.
Yeah, he's. Hey, look, I'm just,
not my thing.
I don't think it was this situation. I think it's something very much deeper than this.
Yeah,
and it just took a little joke to trigger, but yeah, like I told him.
Do you think he's actually gay?
No.
He called him a faggot right to his face. That's what I did.
But I told him this is part of the job. You get shit on.
Yeah, we fuck with you. Like, Eric's retarded.
Me,
look,
he calls me. A
I hit him in his head. I'm,
by the way, do people know what Eric does here, or is he just this random Southerner that comes on
just every once in a while?
Yeah, people, why is this guy just walking whenever people are yelling?
Yeah,
I've had Lewis ream me worse than my drill sergeants ever did in my life.
But you really fucked up that time.
Yes, I did, and I admitted it.
That's right. And but he didn't go, oh my God, the fucking sky is falling.
You take it and you move on.
Well, how old are you? You're an adult.
Yeah.
And you were in the military, so it's going to, you were already broken.
So he's actually murdered children from the Middle East.
That's hot. Why am I having the best time on this show?
Right? See? Yeah. Look, Karen's getting all wet now.
It has been a good show.
I love
show
it. Yeah, it's raining outside and in here.
Hell yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Eric. Hopefully Dylan will come back. Hopefully he'll calm down and fucking realize what a fucking child he's being right now. And he can come back and fucking say, oh yeah, I'm sorry guys, I was being an idiot. That should be the end of this. He should literally, after a long walk in the rain, he should fucking stare off the fucking Brooklyn Bridge for a minute, decide not to jump, come back and say, hey dude, I was being retarded. I'm
you
sorry
know what
guys.
Way he would do him a lot of good is dating Kurt Metzger for 10 years.
That's true.
That'll straighten him right the fuck out.
Wait, do you think Dylan's standing on a bridge right now and a ghost appears to him to let him know what the world would be like if he was never born?
Oh my God.
No COVID.
Oh, so last night we were watching the show, and what happened was they kill a lot of animals on this show alone, right? So they're maybe like 3 weeks into this now. They're like 22 days into it, right? There's 8 people left out of 10.
Yeah.
And they don't know where they're alone. They don't know where each other are. They start off with, they get to bring 10 items. they start building like log cabins. They bring an axe and they start chopping down trees and shit. And they're spending all this energy and they're fucking.
They're cooking at the beginning.
Doggy, it's pretty hardcore.
And then they're eating rats.
And they're eating whatever they can find. Mice, yeah. Rats. But no, some of these people do. They're fucking hunting beaver. They're trying to hunt. The one guy's tracking bears right now with a bow and arrow and trying to hunt bears.
Damn.
It's hardcore.
That's wild.
And Has anyone died or got hurt?
No, but they get hurt all the time. They have to leave. Yeah. So they have a phone and they get to call it and they go, yeah, I got to go. They don't know when they're the last person. What happens is they tell you they're bringing you like a supply or something and then your wife shows up or your family shows up and like you won and you're like, what the fuck? Whoa. You don't even know when the other people leave. You have no idea when it's going to end.
That makes it
You've
hard.
You've gone feral. You don't recognize her.
It's a shooter with a bow. Yeah.
You start eating her.
It's been too long. 4 days later.
Doggy. Oh, my God. So, so fucking this lady, she traps a fucking squirrel, right? And they kill squirrels left and right on this show.
That's the main source.
A big source of squirrels, yeah. Like little birds and shit. They're like, and everyone's got a bow and arrow, but they set up traps, so it'll just be like a fucking rock that's, you know, crushes a squirrel or whatever. But this is one that actually like it was like a snare and it snagged this little squirrel and she's like, oh, I'm sorry, little guy. She takes the big fucking club and she smacks it in his head.
What a woman.
So my son's watching this and he gets a little upset with the animals dying, but he's sort of like, he's watched the show a lot. This episode 5 just of this season. Yeah. We watched a whole other season
before.
He knows that's the game. But then, I guess, another squirrel was watching this, and this is all captured on video. And they're alone. They have like GoPros, and like they set up their cameras.
Jerking off in the corner.
They're alone. There's another squirrel that's watching this, right? And this squirrel starts going, I can't do a squirrel impression. What do you think a squirrel sounds like? Why?
Why?
No. It's going... She's freaking out. She's doing this.
That's a way better squirrel than I thought you were.
Yeah.
No one kills my gay squirrel boyfriend.
Yeah, dude. And she's standing on the log that this little guy's killed on. And then the girl's like, oh, I'm sorry. I know I killed your guy. And she's going, and then she goes over to the body and stands on the body. And she's like screaming at the girl. And my son just lost it. He was just like, he was so upset that this squirrel was upset.
Yeah.
And that was fucking that. And Damn. It was like, yeah, it was brutal.
And you're like, sorry, little guy.
Yeah. I thought that was going to end with that squirrel getting offed as well.
No. She let that squirrel just fucking
live with the
at her.
Misery of seeing.
That's a woman, dude. Like for me, I would have fucking, there would have been two squirrels.
Yeah.
Boom.
Did she eat? So what do they do to the squirrel? They just like
throw it away.
They make a fire. Do they know how to make fires?
Yeah, dude.
Cook it.
Yeah.
They make stews and shit. They like grab water and fucking berries and they fucking put it in a stew and they chop up the meat.
So everyone on the show fancies themselves quite the wilderness person.
They're all fucking. Yeah, some of the people, that's what they how they live their
everyone
lives.
Everyone on that show is a Swiss Army.
There'll be a dude. He's like 32. He's like, yeah, dude. I haven't bought anything. In 8 years, I just live off the land.
To work on this,
I just live off of the land in fucking Canada.
If you're broke, it's way better to telling a girl that no, I'm into living off the land.
Well, what would you rather, ladies? What would and Natalie, you can answer this as well because I guess lesbians would do this type of shit as well. What would you rather? Would you rather have a man or a woman that can do shit around the house, or a man that has more money?
Or a woman? I guess I go with the first one probably.
That could do shit around the house.
Be
more useful. Shannon?
I agree. Only because, like, while you have money, you can hire people to do the things. But if shit really goes down, you want somebody that can provide on his own.
You guys
like
are
what? In the apocalypse?
Yeah. You stupid bitches. What a two morons. See, let's go, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the bitch booth and look at these idiots.
Haven't you ever read that book, Smart Girls Marry Rich?
You can't hammer your way into a vacation in the fucking Caribbean or a nice car, you fucking assholes.
No, but I could have money.
No, you don't, though.
I don't.
You work here.
Yeah, I work here. Sorry, I forgot.
It's crazy. No, you get a guy who's got some fucking cashola, okay? He can hire somebody to do all your shit while you guys are fucking at a spa day. How does that not sound better than
you? Because the biological need is you're like, I need this stuff to get done by a man. If you have in old times, the king, if you were dating the king, you weren't like, oh, but he's not, he can't dig his own ditch. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, nobody wants to date the
dating the king.
Yeah, dude.
Dating the king.
Yeah, it's like, I got a date with the king.
He's taking me to a beheading.
This is how stupid women are, though. They're so small-minded that they really do. Their simple woman minds go, it's hotter. A man who could hammer is hotter. No.
That being said, we all date like fucking hot girls that are broke retards.
Yeah, but they serve their purpose as well.
They do serve their purpose.
The purpose for a woman for me isn't to take care of me.
Know what the worst type of girl is? The like girl that has her own money, but it was from like her dad. That is the worst type of girl that there is.
Yeah, because she's like, I have money.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, a man gave it to you.
Yeah, so she's like, we're equal in this whole thing, but also I don't work and I have like fucking bad attitude.
Mom of her 3-year-old is snack shamed after she received a note on an empty Pringles can sent to send healthier snacks. So the mom sends her to school at Pringles.
With a full fucking can, though?
A full,
or was it one of those little ones?
Your mother?
I was like,
a cannon of Pringles?
Yeah, God damn, this kid came to snack. He's like, he's just pulling it. Yeah, I don't...
A little thing of Pringles.
I it's probably a little one.
Let me see.
A little one.
Yeah.
I was thinking the one that's like this size.
I thought she had the fucking... I thought she had the different flavors lined up one.
Sleeve of Oreos.
Yeah.
Please help make healthy choices at school. Help us make healthy choices at school. The toddler's instructor, that was the teacher, passive-aggressive note for Megan. I mean, it's not passive-aggressive, really.
No, that's
it's pretty aggressive, in my opinion.
They're letting you know.
Aggressive, even...
What's your opinion?
How do I feel about this? How do I feel about it?
Digest it.
It is the parent's job to make the decisions. However, you know... Now this little fucking fat kid is bringing Pringles into the class. All the other fucking nerds who are having broccoli are like, oh, we want Pringles.
And this is the only... And then the teacher has to do her fucking job.
Was there a health initiative? So is there more to the story, right? So in the beginning of the year, did the teacher
send Pringles?
Well, did they send a note home saying, like, yeah, please don't send processed foods or chips or candy?
Dude, that's retarded. That's a money situation as well.
I don't think so at all.
It's very possible. You could probably get a big box of Pringles at fucking C-Town for way cheaper.
Pringles needs to stop with your fucking... He does it every time. Every time he can find an angle to be gay about, he does it.
It's not gay. That's what it is.
It's not about poverty. It's not about anything.
I'm not saying it's about poverty, but sometimes it's also about convenience. It's about ignorance. My mom would... I remember... This is personal for me, you fat...
I was more poor than you. Promise you.
But my mother
got
was...
You guys are having an Oliver twist off.
You were certainly more poor and stupid and ugly and all those things. You were all those things, definitely. And your dad was worse than mine and your mother was a whore. But I remember I left my lunchbox, I lost it before lunch.
You had a lunchbox.
Yeah, nice. See, exactly. I had a lunchbox and
pretty nice. Lewis had to take it in an old sock.
Yeah, exactly.
Lewis had a handkerchief with polka dots on it that he had to tie to a stick.
Yeah.
And I lost it before lunch and I got called down to the nurse's office and she showed me everything in my lunchbox and she said, none of this is on the food pyramid. And it was like Oreos.
I bet you had a fucking banging lunch.
It was like,
what is that?
Did you have Lunchables? Yeah, it was a bunch of snacks. It was like Oreos, a little bag of Doritos, probably like those little peanut, you know, like just snacks, you know?
Yeah.
And it was definitely super embarrassing. And maybe I needed to, but a little thing of Pringles that they made those to be like, hey, these are less. Everybody's eating a lot. Yeah. Here's less. Enjoy it.
That lady, that
there's
that,
like 10 things you can buy, and that's one
that
of them.
That teacher
would have
shit when they saw my lunch.
Snacks.
A fruit by the foot, look, a little bag of Cheetos.
Yes, do I think that it's maybe a little bit passive aggressive? Sure. However, if this is the only kid in the class who has fucking potato chips and everyone else is fucking raisins and fucking nuts and is eating a healthy thing, maybe that's the idea there. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to not be giving a 3-year-old fucking Pringles in front of a bunch of other 3-year-olds that now want it and are not controlling themselves. They have impulse, who are now freaking out because they also want Pringles. I don't know. You know, maybe the parent should be making a better choice and not giving their 3-year-old Pringles every day and bringing that to school.
Do you think that's a conversation, though, and not something you write on what is now garbage because it's an empty thing of Pringles?
I would have written
it. So she put the fucking garbage.
I would have written it on the kid's forehead and kicked him out of the fucking school bus while it was moving.
I would.
Fucking tell me.
If you're shaming the kid because they're making the kid take home garbage. Yes, with it's a fucking bullshit.
The kid can't read.
I would send my son to school the next day in what only one would call a suicide vest of unhealthy snacks. It would just be, I would tape Hershey Kisses and all this stuff, and I'd be like, and then I want you in the middle of the class, yell Allah Akbar, pull the string, and all the candy goes everywhere.
Allah snack bar?
Yeah, Allah snack bar.
Allah snack bar!
and then just fucking all these kids are fucking bum rushed in the
like
middle
a pinata?
Of the room. Yeah, I would say instead of a book bag, I would have strapped a pinata to his back. Yeah. But then you have him pull it so it just causes chaos.
No, then if Lewis I was a teacher, candy. I would have had all the other kids beat him like a pinata with baseball bats. You little unhealthy jerk off.
What does your son eat for lunch every day?
He has Come. School lunch. Hey, dude.
Does he have like Capri Sun at the house?
What
the fuck
is wrong with you? That
does he do Capri Sun? Get him. Does he do Capri Sun?
Scott's question does sound like a pedophile pre-interview question. What does James like to eat so I can have around the house?
No, I mean, he's healthy. He eats school lunch, which is healthy choice. My son also makes healthy choices. He could choose. He could opt for like pizza or like just a sandwich, but he, you know.
Oh, okay. He always got school lunch, even like when he was in the little grades?
When he was like in preschool, we would pack him lunch, but we'd pack him like a half a peanut butter jelly sandwich and fucking.
Did you eat the other half?
Peanut butter jelly is so good.
I know it's.
Dude,
so
it's crazy. Can it's we got, have
it's peanut butter made, peanut butter jelly? Peanut butter jelly and a tall ice cold glass of whole
milk. I'm a fucking bus. I don't care if it's cum or milk. I'm so busted.
Doggy, I love whole milk. Ever, ice cold, whole organic. Organic whole milk, doggy.
I'll fucking take it.
Go rev it right now, doggy.
I'll fucking take a whole goddamn time. I fucking love it.
I fucking love it. On a warm day.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I won't even.
I mean, honestly, if you really want to wow me, put some Hershey syrup in that whole milk and make a nice chocolate milk.
He's like, add a little bit of chocolate. Chocolate milk.
It's like saying, I was like, I love a nice cold glass of water. He's like, what if you added caramel syrup and carbonation?
Well, why don't you? Well, the question is,
mix it all up, slap a Coke logo on it.
I'm sorry that you're stopping at the first red light. I'm continuing down the street of flavor. But, dude, peanut butter and jelly is what gave me tits during the pandemic. I was eating three of them at 2 a.m, putting potato chips on them, and then you'd smash them.
I toast one side, the other side soft. Oh.
Fucking Oreos, too, though. He's not just
those. Karen, you are a fucking toy
bitch.
Fucking chick who you were in sports and dancing when you were younger, and you were like athletic. It's a different thing. Like, I have the foundation of a fucking fat person, right? Mm-hmm. I have my formative years when I was figuring out what was important to me, movement and physical exercise and diet was not, right? So I have to fight years and years
what was
and
important
years.
To you?
Fucking, I mean, when I was a kid, just fucking like
donuts and pussy.
Yeah, just being a fucking fat fuck. I don't know.
Great restaurant.
But like, it's not that easy.
Like KFC, Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying it's easy.
It's a hole either way.
It's not easy for me. I didn't want to work out today.
So yeah, but it's not. It is easier for you.
No, it may be easier because I'm
substantially
consistent.
Substantially easier, Karen. You have to. Now that we're older, you have to admit this. You and Whitney Waythorpe. Karen went viral for fucking being mean to a fat chick years ago, right?
Oh yeah.
And she literally, I feel like she hasn't been able to give up the position. You can give it up now. It's all right.
I don't hate
gay people anymore. I met Natalie. I like gay people now. That's okay.
Gay people are fit as hell.
I have hours on camera of me saying gay people should burn. They're against God, against humanity.
I think it shows that I love fat people because I'm very honest and straightforward about my opinions.
I'm just saying exercise specifically for some people, it's like my girl, she exercises every day, twice a day. She's way in. She does one or two dance classes. And if she doesn't do two dance classes, she'll go to the gym and she'll spend an hour at the gym at least, or she'll do yoga or whatever else.
Anything to get away from you.
Well, I'm trying to punch her. I'm trying to get in shape. She's got to run. But like that, it's not only is it easy for her, it's like enjoyable for her. Somebody like H. Foley, I'm assuming getting him to go to the gym, it's a very big uphill battle.
I get it. My dad's 70. I got him a personal trainer who he started meeting with twice a week. I'll show you pictures of my dad Thanksgiving versus I'm on this like vacation they're on right now. He's probably lost like 20, 30 pounds, but you can see a huge difference.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, good
at
for him.
70. You know what I mean? Like yes, when it's so hard, when you've been, he's been fat forever.
I've gone from being 330 pounds to having a fucking six pack. And abs, yeah. Right? So
you fluctuate. You're like Oprah.
Yeah, I'm fucking. I'm up and down. But you know, it's
his dick's the color purple.
it is different for people that aren't into fucking exercise. It's a different journey. I think of like this. Like, have you ever been depressed before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like actually depressed.
Yes.
Can't get out of bed.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's like,
I guess even then I got out of bed.
That's a real fucking thing. Like my ADD is like that. Like if I have like a bunch of papers on a counter, like the only way I can describe it is if I look at the papers on the counter, I feel depressed the same way that I felt when I used to be depressed. Like, I was like, it makes me feel like, oh, like I just, it gives me like an anxiety inside. And I think that feeling, it's easier to ignore that feeling. I think exercise is that way for a lot of people. I think they go like, I want to do it. I know I should do it, but like to even think about step one,
yeah,
it's anxiety inducing, and it's, you know, it's fucking, ultimately it's sad more than anything else.
But the irony is if they would work out, they would be less sad. Not 100%. To get all Tony Robbins on you, but if you get over that hump, you'll actually feel better.
It's a weird thing,
dude.
Like I'm right now, I'm fat, right? And I know, I'm like, I know what I have to do. I've been here a million times. I'm facing myself. I'm going like, I can get really fat this winter, or I can be in shape and fucking be great.
Mm-hmm.
But like yesterday, we fucking ordered Italian.
Oh boy!
I got a
calzone. She probably enjoyed it because she had two workouts in. She was like, probably...
"No, she was at her mom. She's mad at me."
Oh,
so.
but
Dougie, I ordered Italian. I ordered a calzone. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? What you snacking on? Italian snack edition. Let's go. Let's go.
Is this a segment?
Yep.
Oh, I thought this is just Zach's inner monologue.
Yeah, doggy. I ordered a calzone with pepperoni and sausage. And a calzone is just it might be the fattest thing you could eat.
It's a pizza pocket.
Yeah.
But it's massive. It's like the size of like a small pizza.
Cheese too, right?
Oh my, geez. There's mozzarella, there's ricotta.
I'm going to ricotta your throat.
Ricotta. How do you say ricotta?
Ricotta?
Yeah, but you can't say ricotta. That's fucking, come on, it's obnoxious.
I don't know.
Right. Ricotta. How do you say
it? Italians drop the last vowel on things.
Oh.
That's Natalie, how do you say it?
What's the word?
Ricotta.
Ricotta.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Shannon, how do you say it?
So, you know, same thing. I'm from Benson, so regot is what we say.
Yeah, regot. That's why calamari becomes calamad.
Calamari. Yeah, calamari.
Manigot.
Manigot.
Yeah.
The N-word.
Manig.
The
end. Yeah, dude, a fucking calzone is so fat.
Yeah.
And it's just like, and then my family, they I'm like a couple sandwiches or whatever, and then they were all like, oh, can we have a piece of the calzone? I was like, no fucking way, dude. And I ate the whole thing. I'm dunking it in sauce.
Oh, yeah.
It was, I mean, just fucking, just in a depressing way. There was nothing fun about what happened last night. Yeah. And then I had a Caramello for dessert.
Oh.
A Caramello.
I didn't know they made those.
Dougie, it was a depressing night. Two bottles of wine, a Caramello. Oh. And
he just snuck in the two bottles of wine out of nowhere.
No, well, one bottle of wine.
Damn. What a night. You are alone. A
couple poppers, put myself to sleep.
Yeah.
That was it. I was on one last night, dog. You should have seen me.
That's all, folks.